Action.com.
UPN AccuWeather forecast calls for increasing cloudiness tonight. It'll be breezy and mild, low 40 to 44. There'll be some showers toward daybreak and during the day tomorrow. Otherwise, cloudy tomorrow, with temperatures mainly in the 40s. Cloudy and cool tomorrow night and Saturday with periods of rain and drizzle. Low tomorrow night, 34. Saturday's high, 44 to 48. With the WPEN AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Kent Reed.
Currently cloudy, 47 degrees in Buffalo. The relative humidity, 47%. Winds are from the southwest at 12 miles per hour. And the barometric pressure is falling from 29.69 inches. On Hockey Night in Buffalo, I'm Michael Merziak. News Talk 930, WBEN, with news around the clock. Next news at 7:30, bulletins at once.
This is WBEN's Hockey Night in Buffalo with Buffalo News hockey columnist Jim Kelly and WBEN Sports Director Howard Simon. Phone lines are now open. In Buffalo, call 644-9875. Calling long distance, use the Frontier Communications toll-free number 1-800-616-WBEN. Hockey Night in Buffalo is brought to you by Sears Brand Central Appliances and Electronics, the brand you want at the store you trust. By Molson Ice, from the land where ice was born. By Craftsman Tools, 1,600 hand tools built in America, guaranteed forever. By Perkins Family Restaurants, for breakfast, dinner, and everything in between. By Rolled Gold Pretzel, by Serto Brothers Distributing, and by Lockport Nissan. You're really going to love Lockport Nissan. And now, WBEN, Hockey Night in Buffalo.
Yeah, what a hockey night it is in Buffalo to talk about the new uniforms and the new logo and the special effects, the sound effects provided by Jim Kelly, hockey writer of the Buffalo News, because...
Howard him, ride him, keep them doggies moving.
I have in my hand
rain and wind and weather.
A late afternoon copy of the Buffalo News, which contains a commentary from Jim Kelly about the new unis. And folks, if you haven't read it, not that I'm not here to, like, sell the paper. I think Warren Buffett makes enough money without me telling people to buy it. But vintage Jim Kelly.
Hey, let's not be quite so negative here.
Well, I think he's doing okay.
Okay.
Vintage Jim Kelly here on the new unis. Take a look at that rip-snorting cartoon character who is the new identity of the Buffalo Sabres, Elsie the Cow with an Attitude. The words from Jim Kelly. One of the all-time lines, ba-dum-bum, in the paper today. And then, closing... Let's see, and I'll read this directly, because I would never paraphrase this man's work. Just by looking at his work, and you're talking about the company, I guess, that developed the logo. I suspect he's a 90s person. Okay, could have carried the crest onto the shoulder or maybe even placed it on a hip, but why bother? This isn't about pride. It's about change. It isn't about winning. It's about style. It isn't about what the Sabres were. It's about what they are selling. Come to think of it, maybe the bull was the right choice after all. All right, now, I may be wrong. I may miss my guess, but I'm thinking... You are in the negative column about the new uniforms. I could be wrong here.
Where'd you get that? You're overreading between the lines. I know, the same old story. I'll make this very clear if I haven't already.
Just put the picture up in front of me.
Okay.
Okay.
I like the colors.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the design scheme. I like the triangular motion and all that.
I don't
that
like
kind of
the
stuff.
Triangle on the side.
I don't care about you.
Okay.
I think it looks good on little people. It makes little people look taller.
Yeah, there's Odette in the picture. So.
Right. I like the little red eye in the bison.
Touch,
yeah,
yes.
It reminds me of Jacques Richard and a couple other guys who sloshed their way through this franchise. Yeah. What I don't like is the absence of the old logo. I don't even care if you want to have... if you want to dress them up in pinstripes and a Marine Midland bow tie and slap a pith helmet on them and send them out there, I really don't care. But I think that 26 years... of history, even though it wasn't Stanley Cup history, stood for something. I saw people bleed for that uniform. I saw people who refused to let that sweater touch the floor in the locker room. I saw people who cried when they couldn't wear it and couldn't wear it any longer. I don't think you just throw that away because you're going to sell a bunch of T-shirts to some kids who weren't even alive when some of the greatest players in the history of this franchise were playing.
All right.
That's my only complaint. I, frankly, kind of like it. The colors and all.
Yeah, no, the colors are okay. A couple of things I want to pick up on your point about tradition. Actually, the more I look at it, the more I think about it, and I've had a couple of people tell me this, they look like the Ottawa Senators uniforms.
Sure they do. I mean, that's what everybody was saying in the odd last night. Hey, here it is right now. See, it just put in slap of... And When you sit in the oranges and take a look at that logo, you don't know which end of the buffalo is coming at you.
That's the other thing. The logo is what I have a problem with. That's why I asked Doug Moss last hour here on WBEN about keeping the original crest, because I like the original crest. And he said that was rejected long before they even got to changing the uniforms.
Yeah, well, I noticed he distanced himself from that one. I had nothing to do with that.
But I like that. I think if you're not like standing right in front of the uniform, you can't tell exactly what that buffalo head is. It still looks like a billy goat. But, you know, with tradition, I mean, I will disagree with you on that point, on a couple things. The guys you saw bleed for this uniform, my guess is that was because these guys had character and had it inside, and no matter what crest they were wearing, they would have bled for that uniform. I don't think it had anything to do with this particular crest.
I beg to differ. I mean, I understand what you're – great players will play that way, for sure. But after a time, you build up – I mean, Gilbert Perez – played for one team and one team only, just like Ray Bourque did, just like John Béliveau did, just like the great players used to do. Mike Ramsey only wanted to play for one team only. Mike Foligno, those people, they wanted to be winners. They wanted to see the Buffalo Sabres have as much pride and success as they did. Unfortunately for this franchise and the fans in this community, that never happened. But I think that over time, you build up a certain chemistry, and I believe that Mike Ramsey will always be as a Buffalo Sabres, even if he happens to be parading around Joe Louis Arena with the Stanley Cup in his hand this year. And I think a lot of other people feel that way, especially if this is where you started your career. If your first team is the team that made you a pro, and that's the first team you learned to play for as a pro, and that's the first team you really bled and sweat for. And I think that a lot of people should respect that, because if you look at the great teams in the National Hockey League, they don't have cows on their chest. You know, they don't have whatever that thing the Gorton's Fisherman in Long Island is wearing these days. And I mean that looks like give me a fry and a shake with that at the McDonald's window when you pull up to an Islander sweater.
Well, you got the fish with the Islanders. Now you have your meat group here with the Sabres.
Yeah, you got. I know. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Saskatoon grains to come out. You
need
know,
a dairy
move
group
to the top
here
of
somehow.
The Winnipeg dairy farmers.
But tradition, Jim. I mean, what tradition? I mean, the old crest meant what? It meant first-round playoff losses.
Yes, it did to a lot of people. But in there were one thing about, and this is the same thing with memories of Memorial Auditorium. Yeah, there are no banners up there. I mean, Ward Canisius put up a list of appearances in the tournaments they played in. This team doesn't have any winners to call its own. But individual performances are the memories of this franchise. Great players doing great things. And I don't think you should discount what those players did. Brad may think those sweaters are cool, and he's a young man, and I fully expect him to do that, because change is what a lot of young people are interested in today. And really, there's nothing wrong with change per se. But Brad May owns a part of the history of this franchise with a goal he scored in beating Ray Bourque and beating Andy Moog and taking his team out of the first round. And yes, it didn't win the Stanley Cup, but it's one of the memorable moments of this franchise and for all time, probably. And he did it wearing that sweater and with that crest on it. And all I'm saying is there should have been room somewhere in the new look for the people who've done something here in the past. Especially if you milked every single one of those persons all year long in your goodbye Lessons to the Odd campaign, and then you just dissed them. The moment you get a new shirt that's going to sell to a bunch of kids who like cartoons.
Well, you could have put it on maybe on top of the shoulder, you know, where the B with the sword through it is now. You could have put the saber crest up
And what
there.
Is that all about? I mean, how many jokes is there going to be coming out of that? Sabers fall on swords again. What else is new?
But you know what? You just said it. You just hit the point. I mean, we could sit here and debate hockey and all this stuff, but it means nothing. You said it. Kids. That's what this is all about, and you wrote it in your column today, and I underlined it. Besides, kids are going to love it. That's all that matters.
No, it's not all that matters, but it's what it's all about.
But you're talking about an organization that is worried about the bottom line. Why are they building a new arena? Because they love their fans and think they really deserve a new arena? No, they need more luxury boxes. They need higher revenue seats rather than $10 orange seats.
Yeah, but back off. I mean, I'm not going to blame them for that.
No, but I mean, why did they pick this logo? Because kids are going to tell daddy to go buy it, which is more money to the Sabres.
And the youth market is the next wave of fans.
Right.
And it's all part of an accomplished, accepted marketing strategy, not just by the Buffalo Sabres, but by most.
Why else would you have a hockey jersey with a duck on it? I mean, that's the most ridiculous logo I've ever seen.
Kids love it.
Exactly. Right. And that's what the name of the game is, money.
Well, yeah, that's what pro sports is.
So
what do you think pro sports is?
Tradition means nothing.
No, it doesn't.
It's all money.
Right. Unless there's old goats or bullheads like us who want to try to keep it alive for the memories of the things we saw.
We're going to be in the minority.
I'm sure we already are in the minority, and I think I suspect you hate it worse than I do. All I'm saying is make room for the old. I mean, their argument is that the Sabres and the logo, or the Sabre and the Buffalo, are still incorporated, so it's part of the tradition. Mm-hmm. My argument is not a chance. I mean, first of all, it's the dominant appearance here is the Buffalo. The dominant part of this team is the Buffalo Sabres, not the Buffalo. I mean, frankly, most teams are actually getting away from regional identification and city and going statewide or whole area-wide or something like that. Not having that saber, and we've got a picture here, folks, of three sabers in these uniforms. You don't see a single saber anywhere on those uniforms, do you?
No, you can't see them unless you see the top of the jersey.
Exactly.
You see the Buffalo head.
Well, you'll see the top when you're sitting in that orange seat from 250 yards away.
Well, but if you're in the $59 club seat, you'll see the top. Along with the waitress and waiter service you're getting.
So. Yeah, it'll probably be on the crest of the
They sent out a news release today about Scott Nickel and the roster moves. It's already got the new logo. The old crest, it's gone. The news releases, all the stationery, letterhead, everything has all got the new Buffalo head on it. So, all right, let's take a break. Jim Kelly is here. He's not wearing the new Buffalo Sabres cap. We're ready to take your phone calls and your questions, comments, your opinions on the new unis and the logo, especially if you were down at the Odd today or you've seen them on the TV tonight. Give us a call, 644-9875, the phone number in the Buffalo area, 1-800-616-9236, our Frontier Communications toll-free number.
Tatanka.
Is that the herd coming
in? The herd coming through.
Star 930. Awesome. They're not awesome. Get out of here. Star 930 for Frontier Cellular callers and Star 1661 for Cell 1 and Cell 1 DICOM callers. LC the cow with an attitude. New unis, what do you think about them? Hockey night in Buffalo on WBEN.
Buffalo's Evening News after Rush on WBEN.
To promote a healthier lifestyle, the Aesthetic Associates Center of Amherst proudly presents Great Look, an informative and educational approach to medicine and dentistry every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Get your calls answered by Great Look's experts in the plastic surgery and dental fields, Dr. Samuel Shatkin Sr., Dr. Sam Shatkin Jr., and Dr. Todd Shatkin. That's Great Look, brought to you by the Aesthetic Associates Center every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on News Talk 930 WBEN.
Hi, this is Rob Ray of the Buffalo Sabres. Are you looking for the ultimate family dining experience? Then Perkins Family Restaurants has the menu that'll please your whole family. Start your day off with Perkins' famous buttermilk pancakes topped with fresh strawberries or blueberries. Or choose from six mouthwatering premium omelets like ham and cheese or chicken fajita. Perkins Get Crackin' breakfast specials start at only $1.99 and are available Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. And Perkins Melt Sandwiches are the ultimate lunch sandwich. Choose from seven scrumptious melts, including the new hibachi chicken melt. Or, for a real experience, try a bread bowl salad. Perkins Italian bread bowls are baked fresh daily and loaded with fresh greens and a variety of tasty ingredients. Don't forget about Perkins dinner classics, like the new Black Diamond Steak, a juicy 8-ounce marinated steak topped with fresh mushrooms. So remember, at Perkins, the choice is yours. Breakfast, dinner, and everything in between.
Checkpoint Foreign Cars says, if you can understand this.
This 36-month lease requires a total of $2,048 to a lease inception. Total monthly payments equal $10,748. Call 1-800-582-SOB for details.
Then this'll be duck soup. Checkpoint Foreign Cars is proud to offer the Saab 900S 5-door sedan, a Consumer's Digest Best Buy for 3 years running. You can be driving this driver's car for just $299 a month for the next 36 months. But this offer is only good through May 31st. Here's some more advice.
Find your own road. Saab.
Find your own road to Checkpoint Foreign Cars. Learn about this limited-time offer, a brand-new 96 Saab 900S, $299 a month for the next 36 months. So for the next 3 years, you can be driving a Consumer's Digest Best Buy for the last 3 years. Saab. From Checkpoint Foreign Cars, 487 Kenmore Avenue. Checkpoint Foreign Cars.
Sabres fans, have you heard about the new storm of excitement brewing at the Odd? It's the Mad Hatters, the true blue Sabres fans willing to let everyone know how they feel about their team. This is Buffalo Sabre Rob Ray. To join the Mad Hatters, all you have to do is look for the Mad Hatters display wherever you find rolled gold pretzels. When you purchase 2 bags of rolled gold pretzels and bring your receipt to the Sabres box office, you'll receive a Mad Hatters membership card, good for discounts on future games. Plus a Mad Hatters hard hat, free. And each week during my show right here on WBEN,
you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Sabres game and a seat in the Mad Hatter section. I'll even throw in a hard hat if you can answer a question about the previous game. It's all courtesy of Rolled Gold Pretzels and me. So don't forget, two great opportunities to join the excitement. Look for the Mad Hatter's display wherever you find Rolled Gold Pretzels and listen to the Razor's Edge right here on WBEN from Rolled Gold Pretzels.
Hey, this is the Bulldog. Well, what do you think of the new look for the Sabres? I want to hear from you Sabres fans out there. One-on-one sports with the Bulldog tonight at 9 on the Voice of the Bills, WBEN.
You know, in the right kind of light...
Which we do not have in this studio.
The logo looks a little bit like Bulldog in some of his bad days.
I was thinking more of Beelzebub, actually. You know, I am the god of hellfire.
Could be. 644-9875. Jim Kelly from the Buffalo News is here. My name is Howard Simon. We're talking about the new unis, the new logo for the Sabres. What do you think about them?
Can't roller skating in Buffalo.
The Buffalo lines are taken. 1-800-61. Actually, we have one line open. 1-800-616-9236, our toll-free number. Dan on a car phone, first up here on WBEN.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, Dan. You got your new sweater yet?
No, I don't, but I have a couple. I agree with you on one hand. I'm not real happy with the execution. And
of whom?
The execution of the new look, the new uniform.
Okay.
I mean, I think they need them, but I have two complaints. The one is the color, and I know, Jim, you like the color, but I think black, I mean, it's been overdone, I think, myself. But more than that, the whole idea of the logo, from a distance, as you said, it doesn't look like anything. I would have preferred to see something, even the thing on the shoulder. You can see it a little bit from a distance, and I would have preferred to see that. But I'm quibbling with the execution of the change.
Yeah, the thing about black, Dan, it makes small players look big, so it should help.
It's all image of, I think, what the franchise is trying to project.
Sure. It represents toughness.
It seems to me they could have done the same thing with...
red represents blood.
With the blue, it seems. They could have used the same blue, maybe made it a little darker or something.
A couple of guys are having their sticks recut to resemble automatic weapons.
But as far as the need for change goes, and, you know, you're right. I mean, Jim himself said, teams aren't even using city names anymore. They're going to a regional concept. You're right, Jim. That's the new league. They're also going for national media, kids, youth, new fans. And, you know, I'm not going to say, well, what kind of tradition? You know, we had all those jokes last year when they had, the books, the anniversary books, and remember the tradition or anything else. But, you know, it's a financial reality, I think. I think merchandising, marketing, I know for some teams, is big, big dollars.
Absolutely. I have no problems with that. The pro sports now exist to make money. And if you accept that, then you're pretty much halfway down the road to what it's all about. Now, if you make money and you invest it back in the club and actually win a championship, then you've gone a long way towards pleasing your fans and maybe furthering your profits down the road. But that's what it's all about. It's money, and it's not a crime to make money. It's not a crime to be in pro sports. There are a lot of people in pro sports who are criminals, but you really do have to separate the two things. What they're doing here is creating a new look with an idea to sell some clothing and make some money. It's no crime. I just thought it would be nice to remember some people from the past. That's my point.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. But you're also talking about an organization that right now, the current people who are making the decisions in this organization, and I'm not talking about the Knoxes, I'm talking about everybody else because they're all new pretty much, are trying to distance themselves from the past of this organization.
Well, and I can understand why. I mean, there's no success here. There's no tradition of championships here. Let's face it. You look up and you don't see 27 Stanley Cup banners hanging from the yard. What you get is some kind of... I don't know what's up there.
It was that all-important Prince of Wales trophy.
Somebody swiped the Buffalo Stampede Championship banner. So
darn it.
No wonder they were closing the building.
Could be another Bandit's Mill.
So there's a legitimate reason to distance yourself from the past, but I don't think you should wipe it off the face of the earth.
All right, let's take some more calls. Hockey Night in Buffalo. Gary on Grand Island. You're on WBEN.
Good evening, gents.
Hi, Gary.
Jim, I agree with your article tonight 100%.
Thank you, Gary.
As a matter of fact, I think you know who I am. I sent you the list.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right, the list of broadcasters you'd like to see get out of Buffalo.
No.
No.
Just for the record.
No wonder. Okay. No, I know exactly what you said.
And I was on the top of the
list.
That's
right. I was just setting up a joke. But go ahead, Gary.
The over the weekend, Rick Peckerman Taylor of the Tampa Bay announcers and Howard Rose and Ed Westfall, the Islanders, all asked the same question about why change the logo. And they thought that the Sabres had probably one of the most obvious logos, the city and the Sabres, that could be visible and, you know, like you said, it can be seen and identified with.
Yeah, I mean, what are we representing now? I mean, this thing looks like something off the letterhead of the Greater Buffalo Partnership, which wants to run this city and doesn't seem to be doing any better than anybody else. But what's it all about? That logo stood for something, and I don't see why you got to throw it away.
Well, I agree with you. But anyway, that wasn't why I called. In answer to one of your earlier questions about the Islanders fishermen, they decided over the weekend that that was, in fact, an image of Stan Fischler.
And that's hideous enough, so you shouldn't want to change it.
And Ed Westphal also said that the Islanders are very close to going back to last year's logo.
Oh, that's not close. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal?
Yeah, Howard Simon was so upset they had to make a move.
Yeah, so it could be. Okay, my question is really a series of questions that are a continuation from a conversation you had last week with one of the callers. The caller asked, who were the most talented players in the system? And you said Virata and Curtis Brown. Let's assume that they, and stretching it a bit, Primo, make it next year with the Sabres, and that we have Donald Audette and Schmellick back. Which five from the present roster will not be here?
Which? Good question. Thanks a lot, Gary.
The present. I got it here. Hang on. We got the roster right in front of us. Thanks very much.
You mean which five or which 18 or so? I mean, what are we worried about here? One thing they've already probably made some move in opening up spots by Dave Hannon and Craig Muni and those kind of guys. You're not going to have to worry about how much room Dane Jackson's taken up or how much room Scott Pearson perhaps, Barry Moore is here on a transit. There's a lot of people coming through on a look-see basis right now, but it's almost a case of who shows up in camp and takes a job because there really isn't anybody on this team outside of Dominic Hasek and Pat LaFontaine that you could consider indispensable. I like the way Mike Wilson's coming along. I was concerned that he might suffer coming up as young as he was when he got here, but he seems to have matured and shows the ability to be one of the better Sabres. Richard Schmellick's coming back, so that's probably going to knock down you don't have to play Mark Gastly quite as much, and Mark Gastly can play.
He's still got a lot of room for improvement.
Right,
he's
he can play in the National Hockey League, bucks. But he can't be a top-four defenseman. Alexei Zhitnik hasn't proven himself to be a top-four defenseman right now. And up front, it's almost interchangeable. Anybody who can score a goal is going to get a real good look-see at this team for next season.
You can move a center. I mean, to Primo and Brown.
Primo's a center.
Play
him on the wing.
You know LaFontaine's here.
Right.
I think Plant has brought himself back to the forefront of being a Sabre. He had a very strong season. Holzinger looks like maybe learning from his Rochester situation. I would assume they're going to keep Pekka, so I think, who am I missing? Who's the odd man out here? I mean, there's going to be somebody. But if you bring in Primo or move in Brown, that you can move a Holzinger or a Pekka or do something. I don't know. That's too many centers.
Well, Pekka can move to either wing, but I could see Primo moving to the wing as well. And not unlike, I mean, Dave Anichuk came up as a center and shifted to the wing as well. Those are just, there isn't anybody coming who says, get out of my way. You got to make room for me. And there isn't anybody here who says, you'll never get me out of this lineup. They might not even be able to afford to sign Randy Burge or not choose to sign Randy Burge next year. So that would open up a slot. My thinking is most of the older players who are still here in the forward ranks are going to be gone. The team's going to be younger next year. There's a very good chance it won't make the playoffs next year either. But they're going to continue down this road and hopefully develop the young players to a point where they're a competitive hockey team again.
Well, if that's the road, then the guy who wears number 3 is not going to be here either. Because
I think most people are surprised he's still here,
given
the trade deadline.
I mean, salary, age, what this team's trying to do, he does not fit into the picture.
Not long term. One more. The problem with this team right now is I don't think that there is a number one defenseman on the team, and that's hurt them in some situations. Gary Galley is an honest player. He gives you what he has most nights, makes some horrific mistakes like all of them do, but not quite as many as, say, Zhitnik or someone like that. He's an established pro who can do certain things for you within his range, but he is not the kind of dominating number one defensive blue liner that a lot of teams think they need in order to be really competitive in a Stanley Cup situation. He's not a Chris Chelios. He's not a Ray Bourque. And certainly doesn't fit in the up-and-coming group like the Niedermeyers or some of the other, Roman Hamrick, those type of guys.
Jim Kelly from the Buffalo News is here. We'll take a break, take some phone calls. Jim's going to rush out and send in his order for some new uniforms for his family.
I want to get them before
caps,
the colors.
T-shirts.
I want to get the original Bucks, color run.
Pennants, yeah. Yeah, you want to get those. All right, we'll come back, take your calls. Hockey Night in Buffalo right here on WBEN.
Good evening. It's 7:30. I'm Michael Morziak. News Talk 930, WBEN. Top stories this Thursday, April 11th. Federal investigators are looking into the Wyoming plane crash that killed a 7-year-old pilot. And the officers involved in the Mark, Virginia case are put on temporary desk duty. They were reinstated last weekend. AccuWeather calls for breezy and milder night. Showers developing after midnight with the overnight low in the low 40s. Currently cloudy, 47 degrees in Buffalo. Complete details at 8 on 24-hour News Talk 930, WBEN.
WBEN, the news you need when you want it.
So, you want to go cellular? Here's what you do. You go to Cellular One and pick any one of their already affordable calling plans. Now, take 50% off your monthly access for 3 months. You heard right. That's Half Price City. So remember, to get a great deal on a cellular phone, get to Cellular One now and get 50% off your monthly access, guaranteed.
Offer held over for a limited time. Some restrictions apply. For details, see an authorized agent or call Cellular One today at 866-0600.
Hey, look at these pictures. Who would you say is smarter? This woman went to Sears Brand Central. This woman didn't.
I'll say this one, the Sears woman.
Right. Sears Brand Central is the only store with the top three appliance brands, GE, Kenmore, and Whirlpool.
Smart.
The largest nationwide retail service fleet.
Very smart.
And the lowest monthly payment of any appliance superstore.
Brilliant.
So who's smarter? This woman went to Sears, and this one discovered some new planet.
I think it's a toss-up.
Sears Brand Central.
It's about working with your hands. There's something about building or rehabbing that's invigorating. Hi, I'm Bob Vila. I take pride in what I do and the tools I use. For me, that means Craftsman. I like the way Craftsman feels, the balance, the grip. With Craftsman, you know you've got a quality tool, something that's going to last. There will always be other tools, but there's only one true Craftsman. Craftsman Hand Tools. Made in America. Guaranteed forever. Only at Sears. Bringing America's best to your home.
If it's a window or door, our people know more. At Big L Distributors, we give you more.
Hi, I'm Dan McBride speaking for Big L Distributors. Did you know that only one in five firms founded in 1976 is still in business today? It's true. To last, you have to know your competition, and we both know the phrase, locally owned or family operated, is becoming a thing of the past because of out-of-town ownership or mega monopolies. They're here today, gone tomorrow. It takes quality products at affordable prices, backed by professional know-how and service, to satisfy the customer. Since 1976, Big L Distributors has been committed to that philosophy and succeeded in business for the past two decades. Bill Horvath, president of Big L, and his staff would like to thank all their loyal customers for their past patronage in this their 20th anniversary year. Remember, as the saying goes,
Big L Distributors gives you more.
Big L Distributors, 1800 Broadway, east of Bailey.
They say you can taste it in the beer. A tradition of pride and craftsmanship dating back to 1786. Brewed slowly and carefully by North America's oldest brewery, Molson, in Canada. A wide open land with clear blue skies and crystal clear waters. A place that's remarkably pure, like Molson's natural ingredients. From its Canadian-grown barley right down to its two varieties of the choicest hops. That's why, beer after beer, the exceptional taste of Molson is refreshingly clear. And why Molson's quality is recognized by beer drinkers everywhere. Come taste this Canadian tradition and discover why it's the number one import from north of the border. Molson, a beer as pure as Canada itself. Molson Golden and Molson Light, imported by Martlet Importing Company, West in Virginia.